What's up, guys? This is Last But Not Least. My name is Kelvin. It's your regular host. I am joined today by none other than another unfortunate poor soul that I hope one day we can rescue, the Cowboys fan. What's up, Alan? How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. It's been a minute. And I'm not going to get saved because Cowboys for life, boy. Cowboys for life.
We'll try. We will try as a listener base, you know. But hey, guys, what's up? Man, there's a lot of stuff this weekend that we got to get into. We got to get into whatever the mess happened. I don't know what happened in Minnesota last week. We're going to touch that a little bit. But I want to start off today's show before we get into the AFC Championship games. I want to start off today's show with this. I was just talking to Alan before we went on air. I need someone that knows the NBA very well. I want to know the expectations and the hype that was around one LeBron James when he came out of high school straight into the NBA. And the expectations and hype that's now around Lonzo Ball. The Ball family has exploded over the past year and a half. Maybe I'd say 2 years. And it all started with LaMelo's 92-point game.
Hitting half-court shots.
Hitting half-court
ridiculous shots. That
pointing at the floor. Anyway. Just being cocky. And then we learned about the dad and then the older brother. We said, okay, this kid could actually play. Like, this kid's good. He's kind of quiet. He's not like his dad. He's not as rambunctious. He's just kind of his own dude. He would go on TV shows and just kind of be his own guy. All right. Well, fast forward to now. Lonzo Ball is a member of the Lakers. And, oh man, over the past week and a half, I've had an argument with about three people about Lonzo Ball. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna talk to all those people right now on my show. Lonzo Ball, let's get something straight, is probably the most underrated player in the NBA.
In what ways?
And here's why. People are hitting on this kid like he is supposed to be carrying an entire franchise who gave Timothy Mozgov like $90 million. Okay? I understand they're going through another organization shift, and Magic is going to have to start putting some pieces together. And if he's expecting to land a Paul George, a DeMarcus Cousins, a LeBron James next summer, a lot of changes have to be made in LA. But the Los Angeles Lakers, right now with Lonzo Ball, let me just say this. Without him, they cannot win a game. They're 0-8 when he doesn't play. They average less points. They average, defensively, they allow almost 20 more points. Their field goal percentage is 5 points worse, and their three-point percentage is 2 points worse. But with Lonzo, they're 15-21. Oh, but that's 21 losses. The Lakers are trash. They're not going to go to the playoffs anyway.
They've been trash for the last handful of years, so.
15-21. 106 points per game. 107 opponent points per game, which is not very good in the league, but for the Lakers, it's good because without him, they average almost 125. Their field goal percentage is almost 50%, and their three-point percentage is 34% with Lonzo Ball. And everyone is hating on him, and I'm like, "What? Let me ask you something. How many jobs have you worked in your life that you can think of off the top of your head? If you could give me a number.
Me, personally?
Yeah, personally. How many jobs?
Six.
Six, okay.
Six jobs.
In the first 25 days of your job, you're expected to suck.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's why you don't go into a job being an expert. You have some skills and some traits to help the team, but you're not going to hop in and like make a complete difference like right away.
Absolutely. You only get a LeBron, a Michael.
Once in a
generation. That's what you get. So we're harping on a kid right now who's 20 years old, who's averaging 14, 8, and 9.
Which is solid.
As a point guard.
That's solid.
There are guys in the league right now that could dream of averaging those numbers. Let me just read you something that I found on Twitter, which I thought was amazing. Lonzo Ball, 20 years old, averages more assists than Damian Lillard, Kyle Lowry, Kemba Walker. He's averaging more rebounds than Durant, Porzingis,
All-Star,
Carmelo Anthony,
All-Star,
Jimmy Butler,
All-Star.
He's averaging more blocks than Jokic, more steals than John Wall and Kyrie Irving,
All-stars.
Draymond Green,
All-star.
And Marcus Smart.
All-star.
And he's shooting 37% since the month of December from the three-point line. That's all I'm saying.
With his shot?
With his shot.
Oh, wow.
And everyone is just killing on the guy, but the Lakers are dysfunctional without him. They have no pace. They have no rebounding. He leads that team in rebounds.
Rebounding.
That's unbelievable. He leads the team in rebounds. So, when you go to your first job, you're not expected in your first 25 days to be the best person at whatever company or whatever you're doing. It's not going to happen. I look back at 2 years ago when I started doing radio. I don't even know who the heck that guy is. I was awful. I was atrocious. I don't know why they still have me hired. And so...
But now look where we are.
Look where we are right now. And
it
so...
It takes experience. It takes some failures and obviously some successes too, but ultimately it's going to be the failures that you're going to learn from.
And here's the number one thing. The Lakers right now are ninth in assists in the NBA. Last year, they were 27th. Those are games that Lonzo plays in this year. So, he's a culture changer. You can't just change a culture the next morning. You got to let this kid soak in.
The season's still young. So.
The season's way too young. You got to let him learn. You got to let these things build up. So, man, I wanted to get that off my chest.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention too, like he only went to UCLA for one season.
Yeah.
One season. And I guess it was just the overhypeness. You know, he does have his father behind him that...
Yeah.
I think most of the issue that people have with Lonzo isn't with Lonzo's play. It's the fact that his father is overhyping him. Not overhyping him, but just causing a disaster, a distraction. He's an attention blank.
Yep.
And he just wants all the publicity, and he just... That's why people hate on Lonzo.
Yeah, the best thing for Lonzo that could happen is that his dad went with his brother to Lithuania.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Sail him out of here.
And I've actually tuned into a couple of those games in Lithuania.
They're doing pretty good.
Ball Brothers,
that's what I heard.
They're balling out. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, Lithuania, I could ball over there. You're right, but still, those aren't scrubs. Those are pros.
Those are grown men.
Those are grown
men.
They
know how to shoot the ball.
So, I think Melo had 31 a couple of nights ago. All right, so football time. Now to more important things. Now that we've debunked all you Lonzo haters. We've got some championship games coming up Sunday. And I want to talk about the first game, which is Patriots-Jaguars. Jaguars last year, 3-13. This year, they're in the AFC Championship game. Is there any way in hell that the Jaguars get into Foxborough on Sunday and win this game?
Didn't Tom Brady get hurt earlier this week in the throwing hand? To be exact.
I saw something on Twitter that said that dude's gonna get traded next week.
Oh my goodness! I've seen a couple of things on social media where they were wishing Jimmy Garoppolo was still back in Tom.
Well,
but hey.
Well, I got my
business works.
I got my theories on that.
Do you think that one of the linemen are going to take a shot at his hand?
I don't know. It's gotten all over the news. They all know it. They're all going to know it before the game starts. Listen, the line is right at around 9.5. It used to be a 14 points, and I think some money came into Vegas for the Jaguars, so it dropped down to 9. That's a touchdown and a field goal favorite. I think that's a little high. I think I'm one of the only people here that think the Jaguars have a legitimate shot here.
Oh, I definitely believe that too.
At making this not only a close game, but I think they've got a better shot than most people give them to win this game.
Definitely.
Obviously, the NFL doesn't want that to happen because they don't want Jacksonville in the Super Bowl. They don't want it.
Headline: Jaguars and so and so.
Right. No, it's just not going to sell. The NFL is not going to make any money. They're not going to be able to sell tickets in Jacksonville. Nobody's going to travel to Minnesota, and so they don't want it to happen. But I think there's a very legitimate shot that, unless barring something crazy like what happened in Minnesota happens, I think Jacksonville could very well easily win this game. I think, obviously, the only thing that we've been hearing about Jacksonville the past 5 weeks is that defense. And this is where it leads to my first question for you as a Cowboys fan. And here's how I'm going to twist this. If I told you that 2 years ago, or a year ago, what was 2 years ago was Zeke got drafted, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago, 2016.
2 years ago. I give you what you know right now. Are you still taking Zeke over Jalen Ramsey?
Ooh, I saw something on social media about that. Ooh. Am I still taking Jalen Ramsey?
Are you still taking Zeke? Who, in most eyes, except for mine, is the best running back in the league. I think he's close to third. I'd have to give Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley a run at that.
Todd Gurley did make a statement this year.
Okay, let's just say he's top three back, and he's the power force of that offense. But you've seen what Jalen Ramsey's turned into 2 years ago, knowing what you know now. If you own the Cowboys, are you making the same pick? As you ponder on that.
That is hard.
Think about your Cowboys team having finally a lockdown corner.
Is this before the rookies, I had Barry Church and Mo Claiborne back then in my 2016 in April, before all of this, am I still picking Zeke over Jalen?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Knowing what the future held.
Knowing that Zeke is the player he is now, and knowing that Ramsey's the player that he is now.
Zeke for only playing, ten games?
This season.
He played 10 games, correct? Yeah. Having only played 10 games, he put up solid numbers. He led the league in yards a game with like 98.
Yep.
Knowing what I know, I have to stay loyal to my boy Zeke. I'd probably still stick with him.
I'd flip the other way in a heartbeat.
You would go to Jalen.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's easier to find a running back than it is a corner?
Yeah, okay. I do. Jordan Howard came out in the fourth round.
You're not wrong.
Now, obviously, Chicago's not.
Yeah, not a Chicago's top, not top winning. Five offense.
they're not winning football games, but he's rushing for like 1,400 yards a season. He's doing work.
Wasn't he still up there in the leaderboards this year too?
Yeah, sure was.
I believe he was top five. But yes, I'd probably still have to take Zeke because, I mean, obviously I didn't know that we had the young core that we drafted last year, but with that big of a back that did that much damage the first year, I think that's irreplaceable. I don't know if.
Well, and a lot of people still think, if he hadn't been gone for however long he was gone this year, was it 6 games?
6 games, yeah. You might have had a better chance in the playoffs, but
you know, you may be playing football at the moment. You know, it's a lot of people's, you know,
yeah,
thing in their minds. I just, man, I talked about this defense. Was it with you? Maybe a couple years ago. I told someone, I kept telling someone, they got a lot of skill players. Just let them develop. I was never sure about Blake Bortles, and I still am not to this day.
Oh, definitely. I don't think anybody is. Did you see what he said on Twitter about himself?
About he compared himself to LeBron?
He compared himself to LeBron. He said he was the LeBron of the NFL. Man.
That guy cracks me up, man. I guess you got to have that confidence if you're playing against Brady, though. So
that, and you had one trip to the playoffs and since 98. I mean, I have no room to talk. The Cowboys have not been to the division or the
championship
game in 20 years, whatever, but that was a bold statement by Blake Bortles to just throw that out there. Hey, where did he come from? UCF?
UCF?
He came from UCF. Not only was he comparing himself to LeBron, but he was also, I saw something that he was like repping UCF, like, oh, like we won the championship or whatever because we went undefeated.
And like national championship.
First of all, I'm just going to throw this out real quick. UCF, if you don't play a top five, if you don't beat, okay, first of all, the AAC, right? That's the Conference American Athletic. This conference is on the bottom of the food chain.
It is garbage.
Pretty garbage. Undefeated is almost like the Lakers, I don't know, beating the Kings.
Yeah.
That's equivalent. It does not mean anything if you do not play Penn State. If you you beat Auburn in the bowl game, but that was at the end of the year. Everybody's sort of just like, you know what, it's not the championship game, whatever. You know, yes, it's a bowl game. It's a national televised game, but UCF fans, UCF in general, settle down, okay?
Yeah, they need to
settle down.
Alabama could have played their third string guys and spanked the mess out of them.
Definitely.
So
next year, I don't even know how the schedule looks for them, but I'd like to see them beat a ranked team.
And I hope the NCAA schedules Alabama. Actually, if I'm Nick Saban, I call UCF.
Hey, have an exhibition game.
Hey, we'll come to your house. Hey. We'll come to your
definitely,
house.
Definitely, definitely.
First game of the season, we'll come to your house.
Hands down, Alabama. UCF, no chance. Anyways, they got
a quarterback for the future now. But anyway, going back. Wow,
sorry,
we
distracted.
We went totally different way.
Once you said Blake Bortles and LeBron, I was like, man, what else has this man done? That's just bugged me. Anyways,
listen. They're 10-0 when he doesn't turn the ball over. I thought that was probably the most impressive stat I saw. So if they can stay turnover free and just run the ball with Leonard Fournette, keep Brady off the field.
That's key right there.
Yeah, keep Brady off the field. You can't get into a shootout with him. But I think if I was in your case 2 years ago, if I'm the Cowboys, knowing what I know now, I take Ramsey. I don't know if I could find anybody else right now that could tell me of a better corner in the league. And if you're going to tell, you know who they might say? The guy on the opposite side of the field, AJ Bouye. Did you know in that Steelers game when Antonio Brown caught that touchdown pass against him? That was the first time that anybody's caught a touchdown pass against him this year.
This year?
This year. It was last week.
Wow. That's impressive.
He was targeted 90 times. None of them went for touchdowns.
What was the red zone stat? Were they all drops? Did he deflect?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
They just not look his way. That is impressive.
It's impressive.
I'm just throwing that out there. They do have my boy Barry Church. I'm just throwing that out there. smart business decision by Barry Church. He came out on top. I bet you he's looking up. He's up top right now, looking down at the Cowboys and being like,
"Yo, what's up? Listen,
what's going on, guys?
You remember last year when he said we got more talent here than the Cowboys do?
I screenshotted,
and I think we both hit on him hard. We're like, you are out of your mind.
I definitely hit him hard. As soon as I saw that post on social media, I was on a rampage. I know he wasn't gonna see my tweets. I knew he wasn't gonna.
Right.
You know, he don't even know who I am. But I went ahead and I got on Twitter and I quoted I was like, screw you.
We might have gone on the air that day. I'll have to check. We might have gone on the air that day and just bashed him for saying something like that. But hey,
look where they are. And look where the Cowboys are.
Proved us wrong. That defense is an absolute menace.
You want to know something? You want to know something funny? I actually screenshotted that article where he came up with those words, whatever. And I told myself once the Jaguars fail and the Cowboys do better, I'm gonna post this back up on Twitter and tag him and maybe he'll see it. Yeah, I deleted it as soon as the Cowboys got eliminated. But anyways, next year, that's my mentality right now.
Next year, and listen, I look at this Jaguars Patriots matchup. The Jaguars, even coming into this game, are huge underdogs to the eye of a regular person. They're huge favorites. They've got Brady, number one. You've got Blake Bortles. I'll take that any day. You've got Doug Marrone. I've got Bill Belichick. Like, that's not even competition. You've got a system. Jaguars, you got a bunch of young guys that are really good.
Really good.
And so there's reasons as to why I see Vegas almost giving them a 10-point favorite in this game. But if you're the Jaguars, do you consider putting Jalen Ramsey on Gronk?
I saw that today, and I found that very interesting. The whole game.
I think that's... I don't know.
And who's going to stand on... Who's going to be on Brandon Cooks and Danny?
Well, to me, you put Brandon... You put Bouye on Bouye? Cooks. Yeah. You'd have to put Bouye on Cooks.
Who's faster, Ramsey or AJ Bouye? Is there a stat on
Bouye
that?
Bouye is. I think faster? So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because Ramsey came out of college technically as a free safety. Technically. And a lot of people didn't think he could cover. Hell, he proved them wrong.
Oh, definitely didn't.
And so I saw something this morning that said that they were interviewing Jalen Ramsey, and he was like, Gronk has never faced a corner like me.
I saw that too, which is true.
I think it's interesting. I think if you just want to stick with it, you could put Church on Gronk.
So I mean, Barry Church, I mean, when he was with Dallas, he needed a little help on the tackling, but I mean, if he can play the ball,
I think it's a little bigger than Ramsey.
If he can play the ball, almost definitely. But once Gronk gets that ball and turns around, it's going to be hard for Barry Church to tackle him by himself. Definitely.
And that's what I worry with Ramsey, because he's a smaller dude. But I think he's just so good at his position.
You don't think he'll get a look? Or do you think... You think Tom Brady will still look his way because Ramsey? Or
oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't... I mean, we saw it in the Super Bowl four years ago. He went right after Richard Sherman.
Okay.
He went right after Cam Chancellor. He says, screw it. I'm just going to throw the ball better than you can defend.
Defend. Mm-hmm.
And so I think Gronk's still going to get his looks. But I think if I'm Jacksonville, this is the AFC Championship game. It's all about adjusting. It's all about taking risks. They're going to play man the whole game. None of the zone stuff's going to go down.
Because they know that New England doesn't have a running game, so...
Yeah, and the linebackers for Jacksonville, they're fast. Miles Jack and Telvin Smith.
Cover the field real well.
Yeah, they can get those backs. I think they got a shot. I think you got to put Ramsey on
Gronk.
On Gronk.
Do you do that starting off the game, or is that going to be a second half adjustment?
No. I play him. I have him cover the whole game. Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. So at practice this week, I've got Jalen Ramsey guarding Mercedes Lewis, our biggest tight end.
I almost couldn't give you a name for the Jacksonville tight end. I just know Allen Hearn because my name's Allen. And what was the other guy with the name Allen?
Allen Robinson.
Those are the only two people that I know on that Jacksonville offense.
Quick thought about that. I've been hearing a lot of buzz coming out of Cowboys camp. And they're interested in Allen Robinson.
Really? Where'd you get that? Because I haven't seen any of that.
I saw this. I heard it on the radio. And it was ESPN here in Dallas, and I also saw it on Twitter.
Huh. You have to tag me on that, because I haven't seen that.
They're very interested in Allen Robinson, who a couple years ago had an unbelievable season.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah, he will be.
He will be a free agent. Okay.
He just didn't play because he tore his Achilles first game of the year.
Right.
But he's a big dude. He's fast, athletic.
Is he a deep ball threat? Sorry, yeah. I haven't watched much of him.
Yeah.
That's good.
Nice deep ball threat.
That's what the Cowboys need.
Racked up like 1,400 yards receiving with Blake Bortles.
Definitely going to be better than Bryce Butler. Which, by the way, I cannot believe he said that.
Oh.
I cannot believe he said that he deserved to be. Anyways, I'm not going to get on that because we're talking about the AFC Championship game right now, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not going to try to get in my feelings right now. It's for another day.
I will say I think he's probably your best wide receiver right now.
Bryce Butler.
That's just me.
Oh my goodness.
We'll get into that another day. All right, so after everything we just talked about, after Vegas telling us that the Patriots are going to win by 15 points, knowing what you know, obviously with our gut, I don't...
Everybody's gut is going to be Jaguars over Patriots
right
away. No one wants to see the New England Patriots
again
in Super Bowl 52 anymore.
Except for the NFL.
For the money.
Right. Your gut?
Gut, Jacksonville.
Does your mind say Patriots?
My mind does say Patriots. My... human intelligence, my common sense and reasoning as an adult, Patriots.
Okay.
But my gut, my inner hate for the Patriots, I'm rooting for Jacksonville.
I'd have to agree on that. I'll tell you this though. If this game was on a neutral site, I'd have Jaguars as the favorite.
On a neutral site.
Yeah.
But that can't happen. This isn't college, but yeah.
Don't play this game in New England. Play it on a high school football field in Nevada.
Nevada.
Just random. I don't know.
You'll get the money anyways because all those.
I think the Jaguars beat them pretty handily.
In the neutral field?
Yeah, on a neutral site.
Neutral site. Okay.
This game is going to end up somewhere in the 20s.
It's not going to be high score?
Nah. 21-20, 23-24, 24-21. Something like that.
I'm rooting for the Jacksonville.
I just need Blake Bortles to not turn the ball over.
Not turn the ball over. And that's I'm going to need Jalen Ramsey to...
to shut down Gronk.
I mean, he's already proven himself, but if he can make a statement against one of the best tight ends in the league and against one of the greatest quarterback ever in NFL history, then he's not only is he gonna paycheck, but
yep. Here's the thing, real quick before we jump into the next game. The Jaguars have a very interesting offseason, depending on how their season ends. I think whether they win the Super Bowl or not, I think you got to get rid of Blake Bortles, especially when there's guys available like a Kirk Cousins, like a Teddy Bridgewater, who we may be talking about in a second, like a Case Keenum, maybe you may want to bring him down.
Even a Sam Bradford.
Maybe a Sam Bradford.
Which is interesting because all three of those quarterbacks are going to be free agents.
On the same team.
On the same team. And I heard that they're all going to be free agents.
Yep, they sure are.
And Minnesota is going to have a little bit of trouble picking your savior, your future, which was Terry Bridgewater up until that injury, and your plan B, which was Sam Bradford.
Right. Obviously, the number one free agent is Jimmy Garoppolo, but we know he's staying in.
Oh, definitely staying in San Francisco. John Lynch is not going to let him go.
I read somewhere out of San Francisco and he was already talking about a contract. So they'll figure that out.
Get rid of Blake Bortles.
Drew Brees is a free agent. Sunny California, you get to play in the AFC South. The only person you have to worry about is Brady. And if you can beat him this year, maybe he retires. I'd think about it if I was Drew Brees.
What other free agents?
Kirk Cousins. Those are the top five dudes right there. The three quarterbacks from Minnesota, depending on where it lands.
Drew Brees
and Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Who's after that? Is it just...
probably people that they don't even want on the team, honestly.
Okay, interesting.
So speaking of those three guys, I'm going to read you something. This is how we ended up with a Nick Foles and a Case Keenum.
Oh my goodness.
Championship game. Let's start with one of these guys. The Rams traded Sam Bradford to the Eagles for
Nick Foles. Because he had a great year, end of the year because they overhyped. Anyways, you continue.
Foles then lost his job at the Rams to Case Keenum.
I remember that.
Then the Eagles drafted Carson Wentz. Well, then the Eagles then traded Sam Bradford to the Vikings. Bradford got hurt and got replaced by Case Keenum. Wentz got hurt, now Nick replaced Foles. Mm-hmm. By Nick Foles. And now Keenum and Foles will meet with a Super Bowl on the line on Sunday.
Quite the story.
If I would have told you at the beginning of the season that it'd be Tom Brady, Blake Bortles, Case Keenum, and Nick Foles in the Super Bowl, or in the championship games. You would have laughed your head
definitely.
Off.
I would. I'd walk away from you. Yeah. I wouldn't even. I'd be like, don't you talk to me. That's blasphemy.
And here we are. That's the beauty of sports. All right.
Unbelievable.
So take away your Philly hate.
My Philly hate.
It's
going to take a lot.
As a Cowboys fan, I'll try to diminish my Vikings hate as a Packers fan. Your initial thought, first thing that comes to your head and you think of this game is?
The Vikings and the Eagles game. I think the Vikings are going to crush the Eagles. That's my first initial thought. Okay. Because one, not trying to brag, but week 17, the Eagles had the opportunity to sit down Nick Foles, but they didn't. They wanted him to have more game flow. Like, because he was a backup before he left Philadelphia.
Right.
He was a backup for those 2 years that he was away. And so they kept him in at home, and he couldn't put a single point on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. So I thought that he was struggling against a Cowboys defense that was diminished, that was... they were playing for pride, but deep down inside, I promise you, half of those guys didn't even want to be out there. Anyways, if Nick Foles struggled against my Dallas defense, who consisted mostly of rookies, which are futures bright. I don't know how he's going to do against the Vikings offense, who you could, as you saw in the Saints, they brought it to them in the first half. What was the score? 21 to...
You mean the Vikings defense?
The Vikings, yes.
Yeah.
No, I meant the offense too. They looked like they were marching down that field at the beginning of that game before the second half adjustments. I don't know that Nick Foles can keep up with the defense like Minnesota, and I don't know that the Eagles defense, oh, granted the Eagles defense is a little better. I don't know that the Vikings, or let me reword it. I do think the Vikings will run over this defense. I do believe so. The defense is going to get frustrated with the offense because the offense is going to struggle against that defense because Nick Foles is back there. If it was Carson Wentz, it's a complete different story. We all know that.
Absolutely. They'd be favored by five or six points in this definitely. Game. Yeah.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
But every NFL fan knows without Carson Wentz, the Eagles are nothing. We've seen it in the past couple games. The Eagles have not scored over 20 points in the last four or five weeks.
And if it's not for Julio Jones dropping that ball in the end zone.
Oh, that's easily the Falcons. Yeah.
The Falcons are in this game right now. They're in Minnesota.
That's just, there you go. That's the defense carrying the team in that game. And even then, that game wasn't even a high scoring game. But my first initial thought when you say Vikings, Eagles, I think Nick Foles equals struggling.
I think 13 points is enough to win this game. For both teams.
For both teams.
Yeah. I think, I was talking to someone, and I think 13 points is just about right. Because both of these defenses are unbelievable. Case Keenum is doing, here's the problem. In order for the Eagles to win, Nick Foles has to be like Carson Wentz. But in order for the Vikings to win, Case Keenum just has to be Case Keenum. So it's harder for Nick Foles to have to fill Carson Wentz's shoes when Case Keenum is just doing enough. He's just doing enough to be able to get them to where they're at right now. Made a heck of a throw on Sunday.
He's done it all year too.
He's just being Case Keenum. He's not having to play to anybody else's standards because he's been that dude all year. And that's why I think Nick Foles might struggle. And that's why I say 13 points might win you this game. My gut obviously wants the Eagles to win this game. My common sense tells me that the Vikings can score 2 touchdowns. I think this game is over. I think that's all they need. Granted, it's not in
Philadelphia.
In Minnesota. It's in Philadelphia. It's going to be like 10 degrees, something like that. Sunday night.
Will that be to the Eagles' advantage? You think so?
The weather? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Because,
If the Vikings are smart, they're already there in Philadelphia practicing outside. That's what a lot of teams do. When they go to cold places, they'll go 3 or 4 days before. That way they're used to it. I'm just not 100% sure that I don't trust that Eagles offense. Honestly, I'm not sure how much I trusted the Eagles offense outside of Carson Wentz. I think that's a very average roster. I think even with Jay Ajayi, I say this about Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Both of those guys, I think they have very
average players. Very average players.
And so you mix that with an average quarterback and you've got an average team. And I think the Vikings are playing at an elite level right now. I do say this though. If we would have been talking about Saints and Eagles right now, I think the Saints blow them out of the water. I think offensively, they're so much better than the Vikings are.
You think the Vikings have more... you think the Saints have more weapons on offense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quarterback, running backs. Easily running backs. Drew Brees outside of... It's a bold statement to make, but Drew Brees right now, as of last Sunday, as he was playing, was the best quarterback in the league. Because Brady's been kind of shaky in the month of December in the last couple of weeks, and I'm not giving him any credit for beating the Titans. So, I just think the Saints would have destroyed the Eagles. So, going to this game, I think if Case Keenum can somehow get 2 touchdowns...
Game over.
I think it's game over.
I mean, let's keep in mind, too, the Saints were one tackle away from the NFC Championship game.
It hurts me, man.
I'm not trying to hate on my man, Marcus Williams. Shout out to him, because I know everybody's seen all the memes on Twitter, on Instagram. Anyways, I'm just going to give a quick shout out to my boy, Marcus. Leave my mans alone. He did miss a tackle. I know I hated on him, too, when I first saw it. I saw the replay, and I know it was bad, and it's just a rookie mistake. He did have that interception earlier in the game that switched.
He got them back into it.
But it was just poor execution. But anyways, we're here with the Vikings and the Eagles. But
I still think he was afraid of getting a PI. I think he was afraid of getting a pass interference. And he said, if I can just clip him before that ball gets here. And also, what a lot of people aren't thinking about, I think inside Marcus Williams' head, he thought, if he catches this ball, he's going right out of bounds. Because the more I watch that play, the more it makes sense what Marcus Williams did. He just executed it horribly. It's one of those operations was a success, but the patient died.
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly what he was doing. And the more I watch it, I see what he was trying to do. He's just thinking, if Stephon Diggs comes down with this ball, he's going to want to get out of bounds ASAP. There's only 10 seconds left. He cannot afford to get tackled. The problem is that he misjudged where he was going to tackle him. And when he catches that ball, Stephon Diggs turns around. He's like, bro, there's nobody in front of me right
now.
There's no one in front of me. And all you got to do is look up at the Jumbotron and be like, wait a second, I'm by myself. Also, what I read about that play. That throw, the play, that route was not intended for Stephon Diggs at all. It was for Jerry's right underneath him, about 6-7 yards shorter. But Case Keenum made the right decision in his head. Dude, if I throw it to Jerry's right and he gets out of bounds, like a 62-yard field goal. There's absolutely no way on earth Kai Forbath is going to make that. I got to get down the field more. So he chucks his ball even further, and the rest is history. We know what happened.
Everybody knows what happened. That's crazy. Football is an amazing sport.
I will say this about Drew Brees. I know he said a couple days ago he doesn't want to test free agency, but brother, I love you, bro, but you've at least got to try it out. Good grief. If I'm Jacksonville, I've got to call. I have to absolutely call. But mark my words today, January 19, 2018. The Minnesota Vikings will call Drew Brees. And the Minnesota Vikings will make him an offer. I'm calling that right now. I think Drew Brees, I think they keep one of those three guys, whoever it is, whether it's Bradford, Bridgewater, or I think Bridgewater's gone. I do. Depending on what happens. Talk to me after the Super Bowl, and we can probably get back to that discussion. But if the Vikings get Drew Brees, the NFC's done. And that's coming from a Packers fan. That's coming from whatever fan. The NFC's done. That defense is too good. They get Dalvin Cook back, and Drew Brees is playing, even at the age of 38, unbelievable football. It's over. He's better than
Do you think they'll just bring him in for a couple years, two-year deal?
Yeah.
Just to win a championship.
Just to win a couple Super Bowls. They could probably easily do it.
Okay. Why wouldn't the Saints? What would keep the Saints from keeping him? Because he's been there for so long. They need to start looking for their future quarterback.
They're very hot and cold. That's the problem. They sucked for 3 years, and all of a sudden they're amazing.
Make a Super Bowl. That was years ago, but
even after that Super Bowl, they had the same roster. Reggie Bush hadn't left yet. They were trash. And so I worry that next year they may jump off another cliff.
There's no telling. Look at the Panthers.
Listen, this is the exact same thing. Yeah, this is not about Drew Brees not loving New Orleans and not being a part of the city and not doing any of that. Good grief. Chris Paul went to L.A. Chris Paul is now in Houston. He still loves New Orleans. This has nothing to do with that. It's just take advantage of your opportunities. The problem with football is not just like a job that you can find stability and continuity in for years and years and years to come. Because there's physical contact in such a high-impact sport, there's a certain amount of time that you can... Listen, you're not going to be able to play 20 years in the NFL, you know, like some guys could, you know? And so if you're Drew Brees, you got to start thinking about that. And you got to say to yourself, if I'm going to win, I need to
win now.
I need to win now. It's just me.
You think he'll get his second Super Bowl here in the next. When is Drew Brees going to retire? I give him 2 years.
He's 38.
3 years max.
I think he's looking at Brady and he's wondering, if this dude goes out, I'll probably go the year after.
The year after, just because the competition.
Yeah, because Brady's 2 years older than him.
Okay. When is Brady going to retire?
Oh, good grief.
If Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whenever, is he going to retire out the day after? Or will he announce if he does win the Super Bowl, is he going to announce on that stage? Or do you think that he'll, just in general, is he going to retire if he wins the Super Bowl?
I could see him retiring.
I really hope he does. I'm talking for all the NFL fans out there. I know you guys could. I know we're all trying to get rid of Tom Brady, and I need him gone.
Do I think he will? No. I could totally. It would not shock me though if he said I'm done. I think Belichick's gone before he's gone though.
Interesting.
Quote that. Put that on a t-shirt.
Quoting right now.
I think Belichick is gone before Brady's gone. I think Robert Kraft and Brady are tighter than Belichick and Brady. I think the relationship's been like that forever. But anyway, so you've got the Vikings.
I've got the Vikings. Definitely. That's not for me hating the Eagles. That's just
my common sense.
That's my common sense and my intelligence of the game that the Vikings are going to win.
My common sense tells me the same thing.
That's good. We're on the same page. See, this is why we're friends, because we agree to agree. We agreed on the Jacksonville game. We agreed that nobody likes the Patriots and nobody wants to see them in the Super Bowl again. And rest is history.
My gut still's with the Eagles, but my common sense is probably going to beat me out on that one. I think 13 points is enough. 13 points. Touchdown, a couple field goals.
I think both games will have similar scores. 20s.
Yeah, oh, there's no way the Jaguars are putting up 42 again.
Oh, definitely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not even 30, my brother.
Yeah, I don't think it's getting anywhere near that. But anyway, all right, guys. Well, that was today's
podcast. It's been a while.
That was today. It has been a while.
I think I'm going to be a regular what we were discussing.
Yep.
Couple weeks now.
We've been in some contract negotiations with my brother Alan. Yeah,
I've signed for all those who care about money and care about my well-being. We signed a what, 3 year contract?
It was a 3 year deal. You've got the option on the second year to opt out.
Opt out. Yeah. And if I come back, I get my $2 million.
And if you come back for that third year, you get the extra three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was for.
So you can test free agency after 2 years.
Yeah. I might think that I might have to. Buddy up with my boy Drew Brees and see.
Call up Drew Brees. Ask him to.
I'll call up my agent right now and see how the market's going to look here in a couple of years. But
yep.
But glad to be on the show.
We will see. You'll be hearing more of Alan. We'll have other guests on as it goes as well. Make sure and watch Sunday. I believe that Patriots game's at 3:00.
They are both on Sunday, correct?
They're both on Sunday. I think it's 3:00 and 7:00. Don't mark me on that. Look it up. Ask Siri. She'll tell you. But anyway, guys, thanks again for listening. This has been Last But Not Least.